Good evening, everyone. This is DJ Mellow Max, and I'm joined by...
Brianne.
Hi, Brianne.
Hey.
It is 7 p.m. on this lovely, lovely Wednesday. My phone said that it might snow starting in about 15 minutes. I don't think I've ever had a weather segment on my show before.
Well, the Apple weather app does not say that, so I think you're wrong.
It might be very, very, very local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light flurries, maybe.
Yes, yes, potentially. Yeah, behind me right now, we've got Frank Zappa with Peaches in Regalia off of his 1969 album, Hot Rats, which is officially my most played song on my radio show. Fun facts.
That's a very fun fact.
Yeah, because it's a great song to talk. It's just like that intro just jazzed me right up for my radio show. Yeah, 2 hours, highly recommended, full of all kinds of music that I recommend highly. This first song after this intro song, cannot recommend it more highly. It's a bop. It's hilarious. It's a good song.
What song is it?
We'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, even them hanging.
Of course. Well, actually, historically, you're not really supposed to pre-announce your songs.
Why not? Because
in the old days, if you pre-announced your songs, that meant that the person waiting for you to play a certain song with their cassette player recorder set up, they could record that song, and then they can own it for free.
Oh.
Yeah. But meanwhile, if you don't pre-announce it, then they might miss the first couple seconds.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
People don't do that anymore, though.
No, they're better. You can just download it off YouTube if you really, really want
to. Yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of burning CDs?
Yeah, I have.
Ever done it?
No.
Oh, neither have I.
Yeah.
I'm too young.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. Maybe it'll get back in style, burning CDs.
But what are you going to play them on?
Your Xbox? I don't know.
Yeah.
Your car CD player?
But you're getting a new car, and then you won't be able to do that.
No, I'm going to get a car that has
no, you're
a CD
not.
Player.
Only if you get an old car. You get something made in the last decade. Mm-mm-mm.
I'll get one of those little portable CD players.
Nice.
What was your first CD? Oh, is the song ending?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
I don't think I ever owned my own CD. They're all my parents' CDs.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Mine was Hannah Montana.
Nice. Nice. Coming up next, Dean Friedman.
So was I. She was a Jewish girl. I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up. I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. Didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a took her home with me. Be watching TV, a nymph on a cello, and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of her mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in air. Ariel. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
lost everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
I want you to guess the name of this song. Did you read it on the screen?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Yeah. Give me a solid guess about what the name of this song could be.
A little bit of it kind of sounds like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving theme, but I know it's not that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This song by Hatfield and the North is called Going Up to People and Tinkling.
Oh, that's
exactly what you'd guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what it sounds like to me, actually. Now that you say that, I understand.
How could it be named anything else? Before that, we had Cat Stevens with Wild World of Montreal with Your Magic is Working, and Dean Friedman with Ariel. And oh my god, it's so hard to say the name of that song and not sing it.
I just think of The Little Mermaid when you say Ariel.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that song's real, real cute, and I like singing it. Mm. Yeah,
yes.
Because it's a challenge. It's
yes.
like singing along to a Kate Bush album.
Running up that hill?
Yeah. I used to have a Kate Bush CD in my car before I wrecked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her songs are good.
I like her music.
Yeah.
I like singing along with her, too.
It's interesting that you like challenging songs, because I prefer to sing to songs that are easy for me to sing.
No, on a good day, I can hit the high note and Take On Me.
I don't even think I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Coming up next, I love this song. This is a Japanese band called Fishmans. The song is Baby Blue. And it's just like, what's such a cool combination of vibey. It's kind of like got like a reggae beat, but it's Japanese, like dreamy, kind of like, yeah, really cool.
I feel like I'm in a waiting room.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good... This is what I want to experience. Or no, it's like a really good being on hold song.
Oh, no.
No, it's good. I promise. It's a compliment. I can only listen to Coldplay on hold so many times. This
I don't know
is
if
good.
I've ever heard Coldplay on hold.
Oh, they play it all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Interesting. I hate being on hold.
Oh. Then it doesn't remind me of being on hold.
Well, hey, if you like being on hold, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some numbers you can call.
That'll just put me on hold?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Don't you need to call your insurance company? They'll put you on hold. They'll put you on hold real hard.
They don't play music, though.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, my, the company that I rent from, the building management company, they have a very specific waiting song on their, you know, when you call them. And I heard it in a song. Someone used that same waiting music.
That's interesting.
It's not even like a real song. It's just like a free beat
royalty
thing.
Free.
Yeah. And it sounds like waiting music. And I was like, I know that sound. That sound is my realty company.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's anyway, funny. We'll hand it over to Fishmans. We'll talk to you guys on the flip, as they say. Now that is what I call an experience.
That was an experience.
It truly, I felt transported somewhere else.
You guys can see the video, but the video is amazing.
I would highly recommend looking up Vitas, the Seventh Element on YouTube. The guy looks so funny.
I really liked the way he stood when he started rapping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there's no body motion.
No.
Stood straight still.
I've never seen someone look so charismatic in such an awkward pose. Like, he demanded attention,
yes.
But he was also just like...
The weird thing was that the audience wasn't looking at him.
No.
They were dancing by themselves, or with each other, and he was looking at them, but they were not looking at him.
Beyond strange. Beyond just, like, so bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a character. The guy's an opera singer.
I understand. He seems like he could be.
I think I've tried finding other good songs by him, and that's like the most enjoyable song. I don't really remember much of his other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
be the judge of that. I'll listen to some of his songs.
Yeah, we'll look him up. Look him up. We're gonna. Oh, we can put this on. Here we go. I hope at least someone out there has headphones on and like the bass turned up. The studio just got new headphones.
They're nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so this song behind me is Tame Impala with the song's called Nangs, which is actually, believe it or not, onomatopoeia.
Nangs?
Nangs. Nangs!
How is that an onomatopoeia?
That's an excellent question that takes a lot of creativity to get to,
okay.
I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this part.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
It's very Tame Impala of them.
Yup. When I saw the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets in concert, mm-hmm. they're another Australian psych rock band, and they kind of like they were like, "Hey, thank you, we're Tame Impala." And everyone laughed, and then they played a cover of a Tame Impala song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
I did not know that Tame Impala was Australian until just now.
Yes. Wow. Well, apparently Tame Impala is like one guy.
Stop that.
I'm going to look into the veracity of that statement.
The veracity of it?
That's right. That's the right word.
I don't know.
Veracity. Google, what do you say? Veracity.
I would say legitimacy.
Conformity to facts. Accuracy.
Okay. Oh, accuracy. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, also, we have a live DJ chat if you want to come hang out with us. It is www.wmfo.org/DJ-chat. That's hyphen the symbol, not the word. That would be really confusing. Really, really confusing. Anyways, this is Mild High Club. Enjoy.
job on the line. Sincerely, don't worry. Same old boy that you hoped you would find. Not known.
Wow, that was like the second song in a row where I was like, huh, I don't have anything to play after this. I was able to pull Steely Dan out of my butt.
Where he lives.
That is true. I know. What's the piratey? Yeah, I have a pirate playlist. Let's get something off there.
Pirated or pirate?
No, just like pirate-ish. Oh. I have a whole... Yeah, I have like 37 minutes of piratey songs. That could be a fun little
yo ho.
I don't have any yo-ho-hos in my playlist. I do have this
Where's
one.
The rum gone?
This one's kind of like... Oh, there we go.
Nice ocean sound.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's like a ship creaking. Interesting.
This is Pirate Squidbot by Spoonbill. Fun little life fact.
Spoonbill is hip hop, correct?
Yeah. Glitch hop.
Glitch hop, okay.
Is what I would say. Let's see, what does the bio say? Spoonbill is a relentless sonic author, constantly defying genres and experimenting with the potential of the vast sonic canvas. He has carved a unique niche within contemporary electronic music, building a worldwide reputation for his idiosyncratic sound design and richly textured high production values. Huh. He's from Australia, but his top listening location is Denver.
Colorado?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Followed by Sydney, Melbourne, and then Tel Aviv. And then back to Australia and Brisbane.
That's funny. Ah, yeah, pirate. I get it.
Yeah. Fun fact, if you're in my apartment and you say, Alexa, set the mood, she will dim the lights, turn on my lava lamps, and play this song.
Oh.
Because no one specified which mood.
I'm surprised it's not Seabat.
It could be Bow Wow. Yeah, I have a couple other fun little... my dad just texted me. That is exactly the song that I was thinking about. It is the first song. It is the song that inspired my pirate playlist. And I think that I will play it next. I don't know how many pirate songs I will play, but I'll play at least a couple.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Spoonbill has been in my top 5 artists on Spotify for the past several years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, wild and wacky. Little fun facts. Why did I make a pirate playlist? I also have a fantasy, D&D type playlist, and they're almost all instrumental songs, and I kind of want to have, a radio show where it's all talking, maybe I'll read a book, okay. Maybe I'll start reading, The Hobbit, okay. And I'll have all these, fantasy songs in the background.
Okay.
That I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
Good idea.
Thank you. Oh, I need to play you some of my experimental radio shows. I've had a couple, and I haven't had any in a while.
Oh.
But I'll be playing, multiple albums over each other. I'll have, a talking...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, do a bit of DJing.
Nice.
Thank you.
That sounds exciting. You should do that next week. No? Okay.
Yeah, no, maybe, yeah. Why not? I'm trying to think, do I have anything going on? It depends. It depends, but maybe. Anyway, if you're listening and you want to say hi, we do have the DJ live chat, and you can, as always, call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Coming up next, Roger McGuinn with Jolly Roger.
The sun come up on the Spanish Sea, a our homeland far behind us, being hunted by the king's navy, but sure he'd never find us. Pull away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rose, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Caribbean, for thoughts of what it might have been destroys a human being. But thoughts about the Spaniard's gold and learning to desire it can make a man so brash and bold he'll soon become a pirate. So dear, as the happy day I first became a scurvy buccaneer.
Thank you.
for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, fruits, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy and processed snacks. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Do you want to read it?
What? This is Brianne. Max is also here. Mm-hmm. And you are listening to 91.MF. I can read.
91.5.
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, we got there.
Yeah.
I'm currently speaking out of mic 2. I don't know the last time that I spoke out of mic 2 or spoke into it. You speak into a mic.
Yeah.
I speak out of all of your speakers. Whoa, that's why they call them speakers, isn't it?
Huh. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, makes plenty of sense to me. Oh, looks like this song's ending. Well, better get back over into the DJ chair. Ah.
It's our three jolly butchers, as I've heard many say. They were going to some market, their money for to pay. They rode together for a mile or two, and a little more besides. Said Johnson unto Chips and Stop, I heard a woman cry. And Stop, I won't, said Chips.
And Stop, I won't, said Bride.
And Stop, I will, said Johnson, for I heard a woman cry. Johnson, he alighted and viewed the place around, and saw a naked woman with her hair tied to the ground.
How came you here? Said Johnson, how came you here? Said he.
To her lips and gave three piercing cries. Out sprang ten bold highwaymen with weapons in their hands. Strode up to young Johnson and boldly bid him stand. Stand I will, said Johnson, as long as ever I can, for I was never in all my life afraid of any man.
And Johnson, being a valiant man, he made those bullets fly.